Google Volunteer. Rid a pest. No bug will survive. Call 698-7205.
Welcome to another episode of the Volunteer Rid a Pest podcast with Eric Gardner, and I'm your host, Mike Stewart. And I've got the question today, Eric. What can I do to prevent rats and mice from coming into my home?
Well, you know, that's a common problem, and it's one of those year-round issues that people deal with. What we typically do is go out and inspect the home and try to figure out ways that they can get in. If the home currently has a problem, or if they just want to prevent one, we just look, is it possible for a rat or a mouse to enter that home? Now, a mouse can enter a home with a hole about the size of a dime. So it can be a very small hole. Also, in wood or other soft structures like that, they can actually gnaw and enlarge the hole so that they can make their own way to get into the house. So we look for areas like that, and we seal it in a special way. You don't want to just use something like expanding foam because they can gnaw through that. We use copper mesh and expanding foam. The expanding foam will go through all the little folds in the copper mesh and we'll stick it into place, and they won't gnaw through it because something in the copper mesh, I don't know if it's the taste or what it is, but they will not gnaw through copper mesh where they will gnaw through steel wool.
So why are rats and mice coming into the house all times of year? Are they looking for food, water, or are they wanting warmth? I assume they're in on the outsides. You know, why are they trying to come into homes and establishments?
It could be a variety of all those things, but typically they're looking for a food source. You know, if they have a food source on the outside, they typically are going to stay there. Now, as the seasons change and it starts getting a little cooler at night, they'll come in trying to find a warmer place to live. If they don't have a source of water, sometimes they'll come into the home looking for a source of water. So it could be all those things. But typically, once one rodent finds its way in, they leave what's known as urine scent trails. So as they go through, they're urinating just a little bit, as you know, every few feet, and they can find their way back. And also other rodents can find their way in. So if one gets in your house, there's a pretty good chance you're going to have more. And that's the reason. And so once they find a food source in your home, they'll just stay right in your home. They'll multiply, and you'll go from having one or two mice to having many, many mice, and so, or rats. And so it's very important that if you see one, you start taking action at that point to make sure there aren't a lot of them later.
So as a professional, you have solutions to help if you have a rodent infestation, which obviously the rats are bigger than mice, but they're all disease-carrying rodents. But you have solutions to, you know, how are they getting in and stop that, and what to do about the ones that have infestated your home. Because I remember years ago, we actually heard them in the wall scratching, and that was a pretty disturbing sound. Do you guys have the solutions if that kind of person calls?
Oh, yeah, we handle that on a daily basis. The first thing we do is inspect the home, try to figure out how they're getting in. And then we offer a solution as to how to seal it to exclude the rats and mice where they can no longer get in. Now, that's something the homeowner can do themselves. We'll tell them where the openings are and how to seal them. And if they want to do it themselves, they are pretty handy, then they can. If not, then we'll give them a price and we can do it. Typically, it's going to run less than $100. It depends on the house, how the state of repair it's in, how old it is, that sort of thing. But once those are sealed up, then we place traps inside the house to catch any that may already be inside. We try to identify food sources where they might be getting water and just things that will make it less hospitable to the rodents when we remove that. And we also put bait containers outside the house. We don't typically like to bait inside the house because they could die and give off an odor. We want to do that on the outside. Many homeowners make that mistake. They'll buy something at the store, put the bait inside the house, the rodent will eat it, and then it'll go inside the wall and die, and it'll smell up the house for a couple of weeks. So that's not very pleasant. We try to prevent that.
Well, it sounds like you've got the rats and mice in Chattanooga under control. So thank you. So until the next time, this has been the Volunteer Rid of Pest podcast in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Hey, this is Eric Gardner with Volunteer Rid of Pest right here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We've been serving the greater Chattanooga area since 1970. And in those 49 years of doing business, we have developed the most effective treatment strategies in the industry. We're so confident in what we do, we offer a 5-year, 100% money-back guarantee on all termite treatments. That's right. For 5 full years, if you find a termite in your home, we'll come back and retreat the entire home for free, refund 100% of your money, and pay you an additional $250 for your time and trouble. Nobody else in Chattanooga does that. So if you want a termite-free home, call us today at 698-7205. That's Volunteer Rid of Pest, the pest authority in Chattanooga. Call 698-7205 or Google Volunteer Rid of Pest.
Google Volunteer.